Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is to say a congratulations to Rose Doherty, a 75-year-old woman in the United Kingdom who was arrested months ago, was it even last year, for her attempt to save children and save women as outside the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, which I think is in Glasgow. And this poor woman was arrested for doing nobody any harm whatsoever. Who was the victim? Who was the victim of her having the sign saying, coercion is a crime, here to talk if you want? Nobody would conceivably be harmed by that. I mean, is she wrong? Is coercion not a crime? Nobody could possibly say that she harassed anyone, that she intimidated anyone, that she did the least harm to anybody. Thank you, Kasim. Make sure you subscribe and keep the comments coming. I want to engage with you in real time. So there she was with that sign in case a woman was threatened, was pressurized into doing this by her boyfriend, her husband, her father, something like that. So not even approaching, they could approach her. So as crime rates are exploding in Scotland and all across the United Kingdom, what do the police do? They don't go after the murderers, they don't go after the rapists, they don't go after the drug dealers, the kidnappers. No. They go after this little old lady who's trying to defend children. It's sickening. I mean, you see the topsy-turvydom, because make no mistake, abortion is murder. Unless it's to save the mother's life, which it almost never is. In only about 1% of cases, did they say something to do with the mother's health, not even risk to her life, but her health. I mean, real health, not that it's causing her stress or anxiety or whatever. My goodness. Because what's really bad for health is hypoxia, as in depriving someone of oxygen to the point of death. But somehow that's healthcare. What's really bad for health is injecting someone's heart with a fatal poison to cause cardiac arrest. That's not healthcare, is it? I mean, if that is healthcare, why don't they do it to the abortionists? What's really bad for someone's healthcare is vivisection, is ripping someone apart alive. And no pain medication given. And of course, they can feel pain. Certainly in the later stages of their gestation, these girls and boys can feel it. So there she was trying to save little children. And the police arrested her. Handcuffs. There was absolutely no need for handcuffs. She was unarmed. She was no threat. There's several police officers, and they've got weapons. They've got pepper spray. They've got those tasers and things like that. She wasn't trying to escape. Why handcuff her? So it's an outrageous abuse of her human rights. And obviously, we've been deprived of our civil liberties because there in Scotland, the Abortion Safe Access Zones Act took effect. She could have faced up to £10,000 fine. But wait a second, safe abortion is a contradiction in terms. The whole point is the death rate is 100%. It's like consensual rape or something. It's a sickening inversion of the truth. The whole point is to be as dangerous as possible. It cannot possibly be safe. So the only way is to say not do this at all, unless that's the only way to save a mother's life. Because obviously, two deaths is even worse than one. And a pregnant woman is a mother. Someone with a child, a woman with a child is a mother. She's with child. She's pregnant. She's carrying a child. A human embryo, human fetus is a child. So it's revolting what's going on. These appalling crimes, the ultimate act of child abuse, an act of hatred, of absolutely diabolical evil, is the foulest felony imaginable. A vile, cruel, vicious act of hatred, the most repellent thing that anybody could possibly do. Anyway, so that anyway, the Crown Office and the Procurator Fiscal has said that they shall not take any further action against her, so she's completely at liberty. Yeah, and say the patients or staff, or sorry, other word, murderers found upsetting. Tough, grow up. Don't do it again, because if you're going to murder little children, not everyone's going to approve. If they had a child brothel there raping little children, yeah, a lot of people would be revolted by that, morally outraged, say, I'm going to give these people a piece of my mind. We've got to do something to save these kids. So don't do it then. What do you expect? Of course, people are going to be absolutely disgusted and appalled by the monstrous, shameful act, the ultra violence you are perpetrating against the most innocent of all. And I heard the most preposterous self-serving arguments. Oh, I didn't do this because I hated my child. I did it out of love. Yeah, right. torturing a child to death is an act of love. How sick can you get? Or, oh, it's just cells. And I've heard someone advance that argument. Wait a second. If you love your daughter or son, he or she can't be just a clump of cells. Make your mind up. You can't have it both ways. Either this is it, is just a clump of cells, like clipping your toenails or a hair falling off. You wouldn't even notice a thing about it. Or this is your daughter and son. You don't love just a few cells, your skin cells falling off every day. So, this argument, it just shows how utterly preposterous their attempted line of argument is. They can't make up their mind which rationality is. They're both completely bogus, but they can't argue on the science. That we're talking about human beings here. These girls and boys, these you're a human before you're born as a human, you're after you're born. You can't be something, they can't be another species before you're born and after you're born. And of course, you're alive. You've got these signs of life. The need for nutrition, there's respiration, there's regeneration, there's response to stimuli and stuff like that. And towards the end, these babies, they even respond to music, they even dance. And when they're kicking towards the end after quickening, if you press on the outside of the mother's belly, then the child in utero, she or he will be responding and stuff like that. So there they were trying to save little kids. So she was sent a formal warning. Yeah. Anyway, the warning was unjust, as she quite correctly said. So she is a heroine of this. Anyway, and intimidation. Well, if there really was intimidation, why do you prosecute for that? There's not a single act of intimidation. All right then. So where were the prosecution? Where were the convictions? None. Zero. Absolutely zero. So children's saviors were there trying to save little kids and occasionally succeeding. But that was called intimidation. The ones who are really being intimidated are the children's defenders, facing these massive fines if they don't pay them, can't pay them, be jail for what? For doing no harm whatsoever. So it's an utterly shameful act, a completely cruel act, and that should follow people through the rest of their lives. Of course, there should be rehabilitation, there should be forgiveness, for those who show genuine contrition. Those who recognize the appalling crime they did and they committed. And this point hasn't been underscored enough. The fathers are often just as much to blame as the mothers, maybe even more so. And there are cases that a man doesn't even know he's a father of a child who's in utero. But there are cases where the father, his cajolement, his encouragement leads to the murder of his child and so on. How old am I? Oh, I don't want to say. Well, I'm just a clump of cells, okay? I'm a post-pregnancy. I'm a product of conception, just like everybody else. There's euphemistic language, attempt to be justificatory of this appalling and nauseating crimes against little children, attempt to dehumanize your victim, and that is essential to any genocide. They don't count. We don't have to feel sorry for them. No empathy is all me, me, me. More money for me because I'm so selfish. Oh, I can't afford a child, one child. When, say back in the 19th century, when women on average had six children and we were much poorer back then. How come we could afford six kids for today, but we can't now? It's just sheer selfishness. And obviously, the socioeconomic cause of this, we could raise the minimum wage, we could have more child benefit, we could improve education, more spending on that. Or whatever, we could have more healthcare spending. Okay, I'm willing to look at this holistically, but what cannot be the right answer is the murder of little children for totally selfish reasons. So there's people should be named and shamed who do this. Okay. Anyway, so it's the children are vulnerable. They're the ones who are going to get murdered. These mothers, they go in there. When a pregnant woman walks in there, that's two people going in, but only one comes out alive. Why should we feel sorry for the perpetrators? Why should we make it easy on them? Of course we shouldn't. They should face the full consequences of their actions. It's absolutely revolting. So it's the police and the abortion industry that are bullying people. This is not healthcare. Healthcare is to save your life, improve your quality of life. This is to murder someone. They're unbelievably cruel. How unkind can you get? So absolutely revolting, despicable, disgraceful what people are doing to little girls and boys. And I don't want to hear any excuses about I was 17 or something like that. If you're not willing to take the chance of being a parent, then don't do parent stuff, the things that could make you a parent. I've got no objection to contraception of people getting sterilized. That's absolutely fine. But yeah, the murder of children, well, call me a bit old-fashioned, but I don't think torturing children to death is healthcare. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.